Ooh, it's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to do a whole bunch of different things, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name for me, please, at the top of your paper. Write neatly, and I will too. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. Oh, look. Looks like this family's having a big turkey dinner. What do you think this might be about in the month of November? You got it. Thanksgiving. Let's color some turkeys. Find your brown crayon. And I see a chef holding a turkey. Let's color that one. It's inside of a pan. Don't color the pan. Just color the turkey. Right? Isn't that a leg on top of the... Yeah, that's a turkey in between his hands, sitting in a pan. You got it? Okay, color that turkey brown. And then go to the oven. I'll give you 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Go over to the oven and let's color the turkey inside the oven brown too. Yes. All right. Do you see the turkey leg? Do you like to eat turkey legs? Is that gross? Oh, no. All right, put down your brown crayon in 3, 2, 1. Okay, boys and girls, this is a big dinner. Looks like a lot's happening. Let's color the pan that the turkey is sitting in, that dish. Let's color it blue, any kind of blue. So I know a turkey leg might be gross, but what's the ending sound for leg? What's the ending sound? What's the last sound you hear? L-A-G. G. Yes, the letter G is at the end of the word leg. Now, do you see the turkey in the oven? Let's color the plate or the pan that it's sitting on yellow. Any kind of a yellow crayon. See, this one has 2 turkey legs. Can you think of another word that ends the same way as leg? Leg. G. Ending. What about bag? Bag. Does that end the same way? It does. Now let's look at the chef. He's got on one of those chef's hats, doesn't he? I know most chef hats are white, but let's color his chef hat green. Why not? Let's color it green. What's the ending sound, the last sound you hear in the word hat? Hat. Yes, the letter T. You got it. Hat. Can you think of another word that ends the same way as hat? T. That ends with a T? What about mat? Mat. Yep. Now, he's standing. See the chef? He's kind of standing on a mat or maybe a rug, but we're going to call it, for right now, we could call it a mat or a rug. What about rug? What's the ending sound in rug? Does it end like hat or does it end like leg? Yeah, it ends like leg. It ends with a G. So mat or rug. Let's color the inside of the rug that's on the inside, red. The inside, not the border, not the outside, the part, the inside. You see what I'm talking about? It's an inside square. Do you see that? Color that red. Any kind of red will work. I kind of grabbed a pinkish red, but that's fine. Any kind will work. And now let's do the outside of the rug. Blue, any kind of blue. This is the border on the rug. Color it blue. Oh, any kind of blue works for me. I kind of went with a greenish blue. That's fine. So mat ends with a T, and rug ends with a G. Two different ending sounds for today. Okay, it looks like our chef is wearing an apron. Do you see it? It's over his clothes. Let's color the apron yellow. The top part, the turkey's kind of hiding some of it. You just color the part you can see. And then down below, the dish is covering part of it. And you just color the part you can see. All right, let's get him. What do you think about an orange shirt? Let's give him an orange shirt. The chef. Any kind of an orange will work for me. What's the ending sound in shirt? Shirt. Yes, it's a T. So does it end the same way as hat? Or does it end the same way as rug? Yes, it ends the same way as hat. They both end with the letter T. Give our chef some orange pants. What about pant? What's the ending sound in pant? Yep, the letter T. And then let's give him some brown shoes. Color his shoes brown. This is when you got to follow the directions. Even if you wanted to give him black shoes, you need to do what Mrs. Oldham says, because this is called listen. Listen and learn. Okay, while you have your brown crayon, let's give him a brown mustache and some brown hair sticking out from under his hat. Give him a brown mustache. And some brown hair sticking out. Hopefully it won't get in the turkey, right? Yuck. Okay, friends, ready? There are some dishes on the counter. Looks like we have some dishes. Do you see the dessert? Do you see the dessert? Is it pie? How many pies are there? One, two. Let's color the pie over by the chef. See the pie over by the chef? That's the left-hand side. Let's color that pie orange. Orange. You can even color the dish orange. So we'll color this pie orange. Even the dish that it's sitting in can be orange. And then maybe it's a pumpkin pie. Do you like pumpkin pie? I don't know why I said, because you know what? I really don't like pumpkin pie. No, not so much. Okay, do you see the pie over on the other counter? Let's color that one brown. Make it an apple pie. Now that's the kind of pie I like. So we have two pies, and if I was going to take home the apple pie, the one we're coloring brown, brown crust, yum. If we have two pies here and I took that brown one home, how many pies would be left in this kitchen? Yes, just one. Two minus one of those pies would be one. Now, how many? Put down all your crayons. Put down all your crayons. How many dishes are on our counters? How many in all? Not the pies, the dishes with lids on them. One, two, three. Okay, see the littlest dish? The tiniest dish, it's itty bitty. Wonder what's in there. Let's color it purple. The littlest dish, let's color it purple. So it has a lid on it. What's, all of them have a lid. What's the last sound in the word lid? The ending sound for the word lid. Lid. Yes, the letter D. Now see the teeny tiny dish with the teeny tiny lid? See the dish behind it? Let's color the dish right next to it, right? It's right behind it. The purple dish will be in front of it. Let's color the dish behind it pink. It has a lid too. Can you think of another word that ends with the same ending sound as lid? What about mad? Mad. I'm so mad. I want that apple pie for my own. Yes, mad ends with the letter D. Okay, now let's look at my apple pie. Yes, I'm calling it my apple pie. It is big. That's a big dish. It's got a big lid. Let's color that big dish green. We'll have all kinds of colorful dishes here in this kitchen. Color the big one next to the apple pie green. Okay, so put down all your crayons in 3, 2, 1. Boys and girls, how many dishes are there? Let's count the dishes. 1, 2, 3. Now let's count the dishes and the pies. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 5 in all sitting on the back counter. If we were to take away the pies, how many would be left on the counter? 3. 1, 2, 3. 3 dishes would be left. All right, let's look at the family sitting at the table. See the girl? Let's color the girl's hair yellow. Give her some blonde hair for today. She's got some bangs. Bang. G-g. That ends the same way as which one? Hat or rug or lid? Yes, it ends the same as rug. Bang. Bang. Ends the same as rug. It ends with the letter G. Okay, so we put some yellow hair on her. Let's give her some purple top, purple clothes, purple top. What's the ending sound in top? Top. Yes, the letter P. Oh, you're an endings expert. Endings expert. You know your endings. She's holding a fork that's getting in my way. All right, now you see who the girl is sitting next to. He's in between the boy and the girl. There's someone in the middle, in between. Let's give him some black hair. Give him some black hair. He's got wavy hair, doesn't he? Some wavy hair. Wonder if these kids are brothers and sisters or if this is supposed to be a dad. What's the ending sound in dad? D. Yes, the letter D, like lid. All right, and then let's give this guy with the black hair a blue shirt. Looks like, yeah, he's got some stripes. We'll just color the whole thing blue so we don't run out of time. Color the whole thing blue, his whole shirt with the stripes. Okay. What's the ending sound in shirt? Yep, the letter T. All right, and now there's the guy on the left. He's on the left. Let's give him some brown hair. So everybody has different colors of hair because we all look different and that is awesome. So he's got brown hair. We used a purple shirt on the girl and a blue shirt on the wavy-haired guy. Let's give this guy right here, and we have an orange shirt on the chef. So I think you're right, red. Let's give this guy a red shirt. I'm gonna make sure I don't use my pinky red. What's the ending sound for red? Red. Yes, the letter D, red. Okay, so how many people are in our picture? How many people are in our picture? 1, 2, 3, 4. If we took away the chef, how many people would be left? Yes, 3. Let's change it. How many people are in our picture? 4. If we took away the people at the table, how many would be left in our picture? 1, the chef. All right, find your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of work at the bottom of our page. Put down all your crayons. You can finish coloring this picture at the end if you have extra time. Okay, let's look at the first one. It has the letter D in the circle. We're going to look for the pictures that end with D. D says D. Ready? Circle it if you hear the ending sound D. Gas. Scoot over. Bed. Scoot over. Mud. Scoot over. Mail. Scoot over. Mad. Scoot over. Monkey. You should have circled 3 pictures. Let's check them. Bed. You should circle bed. You should have circled mud and mad. You got them? Good job. You did it. All right, let's look at T. The next circle has a T, capital T, lowercase t. T says T. We're looking for the pictures that end with T. Ready? First picture, hat. If it ends with a T, circle it. Scoot over, lemon. Scoot over, bat. Scoot over, nut. Scoot over, bug. Scoot over, car. All right, we're listening for the ending sound T. T says T. What about hat? Yes. Circle it if you didn't. What about lemon? No. What about bat? Yes, bat. T. What about nut? Yes, nut. T. And then we have bug and car, and those don't. All right, scoot down to G. G says G. Like rug, like rug. All right, ready? Pig, log, cup, gate, dinosaur, tag. We're listening for the ending sound of G. Did you circle pig? Me too. Did you circle log? Me too. Did you circle cup? I did not either. What about gate? Ooh, that was a tricky one because gate begins with G, but it does not end with G. So don't circle the gate. What about dinosaur? No. What about tag? Yes. So pig, log, tag. All right, let's scoot down to the fingers. See the fingers that are being held up? Let's count them. Touch them with your pencil and count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I want you to cross out 3 fingers. Put an X over 3 fingers. 1, 2, 3. What is 8? Take away 3. How many are left? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Write a 5 on the line. Write a 5 on the line. Okay, scoot over. Let's count the counters in our 10 frame. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Please cross off the bottom 4. Cross off the bottom 4. What's 9? Take away 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 across the top. Write another 5 for me. Boys and girls, I had so much fun with you today. I hope I'll see you next time. Don't forget, you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Bye.